Leading off for the Lions in the second game, number 8, Brittany Kellogg.
All right, fans, game number 2. Stuart Horn and John Crystal, Worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Kellogg to lead things off, second pitch. From the pitcher, the senior Amanda Shepherd, pops it over to Christina Puentes, who hauls it in on a very windy day. Penguins victorious in game 1 by a score of 6-4.
Now batting for the Lions, number 2, Christine Kerfman.
Here comes Kerfman. Kerfman in game 1. She was 0-for-4, though she did reach base on an error. Did not score a run. She reached base twice on 2 errors, so 2 of the 4 times she was at bat in game 1 reached base. Shepherd on the mound, throwing very hard. Oh, the wind is just whipping. Shepherd has her hair up in a bun, which is already almost all unraveled. It's so windy out there. Most of the Penguins with the DU visor. Kerfman swings through that one, and Shepherd has her first strikeout of the day very quickly in the top of the first. Game 2. Penguins have 2 outs.
Batting for the Lions, number 12, Crystal Layton.
Penguins taking on the Lions from Patton University in this game 2. Bob Oliveira is the head coach. Of course, the head coach for the mighty Penguins, Shelley Mayer. Had her brand new little baby out today, John Crystal, before the game. A beautiful little 6.5-week-old future Penguin. Has the build of a shortstop. Already you can see it in her. I threw a softball to her, and that 6.5-week-old caught it with 1 hand. Didn't even need 2 hands. This one's a fastball. Ripped toward the Penguins. Mayock for the 3rd out. She hauls it in. Very quickly, 1-2-3. Super windy out here at Alberts Park. And at the end of half an inning.
After a half inning, Patton nothing, Dominican coming to bat.
You may have heard that from John Crystal. No score yet. Horn and Crystal, radio.dominican.edu. And the Penguins are coming to the plate.
Bottom of the first for the Penguins, number 23, Christina Harmison.
So here is Harmison, the center fielder, her final home game in a DU softball uniform. She takes the first one for a little bit high for ball. This one's low and away, ball 2. You know, JC, at the end of the inning there, I claim that it was actually Tallman who made the play out there at second base for Shelley Mayer. I thought it was Mayon. It's so windy out here. So much dust is blowing around. I'm going to blame it on that.
Well, that's a good thing to do. I mean, never put the blame on yourself.
No, not fun. No, not in the broadcasting business. Make it a point never to do that. 3-0 now to Harmison.
Checking 3-1.
3-1. Thank you, John Crystal, on mic number 2. In fact, give me a check on that mic.
How are we doing, Stuart?
Perfect, thank you.
Okay.
John Crystal and Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu. This is on-demand download day. And senior day, Harmison out into right field. Oh, and the right fielder makes a play, but Harmison beat it out. Well, it was a great play out there to... Is that Nicholson? No, I'm not sure who's in right field. That's Adina Salino out there with a nice play.
Jessica Tom.
Jessica
Batting for
Tallman.
The Penguins, number 21, Jessica Tallman.
So Harmison leads off the game with a clean single, picking up right where she left off last game. Tallman in there. The first we've heard of Tallman on the air. This one's, low and through the legs of the catcher, and that allows Harmison to steal down to second base. That's right. Whereas the first game, we had a little bit in the way of technical problems, but really nothing that we can't handle up here in the broadcasting area. So windy out here, coming over the shoulder of the third baseman, or third base person. Or third base lady. Or the person at third.
Now, I was down on the field talking with Corinne Beasley's mom and dad in between games, Stuart. It is windy.
Yeah, and it's cold out.
It's cold.
Yeah. I just stepped outside of this nice warm broadcasting booth for a second, and it was very chilly. Oh, and this one is a hard line shot by Tallman down the third base line.
We're lucky to be up here. If we were doing this game outside, we'd be freezing right now.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be fun at all. Mm. So while all the players are bundled up along with most of the fans, your broadcasters are actually nice and warm up here.
Yeah, we left the door in the booth open here just a little bit for some fresh air, but other than that, we're the lucky ones here today.
Tallman watches an off-speed delivery. It comes in a little bit low.
2-2?
2-2, I do believe. No outs. Harmison in the runner at second base. Game number two between the Mighty Penguins from Dominican University of California and the Lions from Patton University over there in Oakland. Patton re-entering the league this year as a university. Used to be Patton College. Now, unlike a lot of the schools, John Crystal, that when they go to a university status, they like to change their mascot. Of course, the Penguins didn't do that when we changed from Dominican College to Dominican University back in 2000.
Has Patton always been the Lions?
Always been the Lions.
That's good.
But if you look at, for instance, Simpson College changed to Simpson University last year, and they decided to go ahead and switch the mascot at the same time from the Vanguards to the Red Hawks.
Interesting change.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they did that. I thought the Vanguards was kind of cool.
And we have another change this year. Hayward is now Cal State East Bay,
I believe. Cal State University East Bay. Used to be Cal State Hayward for 50 years. This one's chopped down the third baseline. Tallman getting some good hacks in there.
Making the pitcher work, and that's what you want to do. Amanda Shepherd is pitching the second game for the Penguins this afternoon.
Erica Vigil on the mound in this game, too. And she fires in strike three as Tallman swung right through that. That'll bring up the senior, Kareen Beasley, number 13.
Now batting for the Penguins, number 13, Kareen Beasley.
Had to throw that in the back.
Yeah, I told
John Crystal, our public address announcer today. On senior day, it's a special day when they bring out JC. This is a pitch right on the outside corner. Call the ball to Beasley, the left-handed hitting Beasley.
Well, they let me out just of the home today, Stuart, just so I could be here.
Yeah, I noticed you don't have the ankle thing with the the beeper on it.
No, they didn't. I've been so good lately.
Yeah, well, good for you. Okay, here's Beasley.
Just call my house.
This one's low and away, Kareen takes. As John Crystal mentioned, Beasley's folks are in the stadium.
Yeah, mom here. And I think grandparents are here too. And they come quite a good 3-hour drive here, but they come up front of,
A 4-year softball player is Beasley.
Yeah.
I remember her freshman year out there in right field under Aaron Arati. She chops this one towards the first baseman, Nicholson. She picks it up and tags Beasley on the way down the line, and that allows Harmison to scoot over to third base. So Harmison out there. Here comes Reed.
Now batting for Dominican, number 4, Ashley Reed.
Harmison at third. Reed, the cleanup batter, is out there with a chance to score a run on this windy day at Albert's Park. This one's chopped way out in the right field. Oh, and Dano Soleno is giving chase. And it was just out of play by 5 or 6 feet.
You know, Stuart, I bet you without any wind, that would have dropped down inside the line nicely for a double, but the wind's coming right from left to right field, and it just easily pushed that ball foul.
You're absolutely right. It was in play for most of the way, but once it lost its velocity, the wind took it over and pushed it just out of play a little bit. So much dust coming off of the infield. Coach Danny McKay is out there in the first base coach's box, and this one's fouled back. And almost hit Coach Oliveira. He picks it up and throws it back in to Nicholson, who pitched the entirety of the first game for the Lions, and now she's out there on first base. Martinich, who played first base in game one, is now out in left field. This is a slow, off-speed delivery to the senior Ashley Reed. Spoke to Reed before the game today. She has been a solid player for the Penguins since she came on board, I think, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's high and away. So now to Reed, 2-2 with Harmison at third. Markley on deck. Markley got a half an inning of work in game one at first base. Here's the next pitch. Ooh, this one's hacked down the third baseline and almost killed the coach. Shelly Mayer was diving out of the way of that one, John Crystal. It was a pretty good move.
Shelly's quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
And she has about the cutest little baby I've ever seen in my life. So Coach Mayer, in her first year as the head coach, of course, she's been with the organization for several years. This one's way out there down the left field line, but pushed out of...
Great contact.
Yep. Reed has a very smooth swing. Stands in there, a right-handed batter as Reed has the black hose all the way up. Just an inch or so above her knees, exposed, before the sliding shorts come down. She's got knee pads on both legs. This one's low and away. Counts full. Erica Vigil out there on the mound. Vigil doesn't seem to be throwing all that hard, actually. And the wind is helping her a little bit. That one's outside. Runners at first and third now as Reed trots down.
Batting for the Penguins, number 14, Shannon Markley.
I think that's the first walk the Penguins have enjoyed all day today. Of course, in game one, the Penguins gave up three or four walks. Things got a little weird there in the top of the seventh, but they were able to hang on and get the 6-4 victory after coughing up three with two down.
The walks and the errors on the unearned runs. Now we have Ashley Reed caught. But
she's
tagged.
And Reed is tagged. So Reed was faking the steal down to second in hopes of allowing Christina Harmison to break in toward the plate.
At the end of the first inning, there's no score between Dominican and Patton.
She came very slowly back toward the first base bag and was tagged out after the throw went down to second, flipped back over to first, and the Penguins aren't going to argue that one as we're out here and they are freezing. But the Penguins look pretty tough out there. At the end of a half an inning, one full.
We go to the second inning.
We go to the top of the second. There's no score on radio.dominican.edu. All right. Top of the second, no score. Game number two, the Penguins were victorious in game number one. But Dana Salano, the veteran, coming in now. Right-handed batter is Salano. Salano out there in right field this game. Fastball by Shepherd is a strike. Shepherd now with the cleats. Toes the rubber, almost throws it over the backstop. Reed was able to hang on to that one as she powers it back. And here is Shepherd. Salano, stand in. And Salano reaches for this one. It's chopped into foul ground by less than a foot. Roger Goodwin making an appearance.
And a disappearance, real quick.
Roger Goodwin, the Dodger fan.
Just had to stop in and remind us about the bottom of the ninth at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, last night.
You know, Giant fans, nothing like a Dodger fan rubbing it in your face.
Yes,
he'll pay for it. It's okay.
I
don't get mad. I get even.
Cost me $20. Marcus Daniels is in the house. He's hanging out. He's out here on this windy day.
Marcus, one of the top writers for the DUB, too, right?
Habit.
For the Habit.
That's right. Marcus.
That's a good habit.
A good habit to have. Marcus.
I don't know if he's
Marcus
got any bad ones.
One of the most popular freshmen to come along in a long time. Don't ask me why.
He must be doing something right. I don't know what it is,
he's
got it together. I think he's been a big asset his freshman year here.
That's what I hear. Here's the next pitch. This one's shot back. It might get us.
Doink.
Oh, just missed it. I was cringing there. John Crystal.
Did we come close last year to getting one up here?
I got whacked once or twice last year. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that time you got hit with the baseball bat. Here's the next pitch by Shepherd. Oh, this one's deep. Chasing it is Beasley. Beasley's out of play. She can't get to it. The wind just pushed that one out of play. Boy, it moved it about 25 feet to the right. Anything hit between first and second is likely, if it's in the air, likely to get blown out of play.
It's hard to tell, though, the way the wind conditions out there.
Here's the next pitch to Salano. Nothing in two. She reaches for this one. It's back into the tennis courts. Ooh, I could hear that one rattling around.
Maybe it hit something.
That may have broken the Coke machine. It was out there, though. Stuart Horn and John Crystal with you. Might even have Marcus Daniels in a little bit to comment on the game. You never know.
Yeah, Marcus, I want to ask him a couple of questions, too, about his contributions as a writer.
Yeah, this one's shot down the third base line. It's a line drive, actually, out of play.
Get a little bit of his background here after, and what his thoughts after, you know, his first year here at DU.
Yeah.
He's definitely been an asset. It's nice.
Most people would tell you that most freshmen really don't have that many thoughts, but in the case of Marcus Daniels, they say that he does. This one's popped straight in the air by Soleno, and after a long battle, Ashley Reed, the senior, hauls it in behind the plate.
Batting for the Lions, number 15, Katie Martinich.
One out now as Soleno heads back to the dugout. Soleno is out of breath after such a long AB, but here comes Martinich. So Soleno pops out to two. First pitch swinging. Out there to second is Martinich. Tallman's under it. She hauls it in. A soft blooper, and Tallman without number two.
Batting for the Lions, number four, Melissa Nicholson.
Melissa Nicholson, who pitched the entirety of game one.
And did pretty well.
Yeah, she did. She did very well, now that you mention it.
Turned out, Stuart, well, we mentioned in the first game, those two runs that the Penguins scored at the top of the sixth in the first, in the bottom of the sixth in the first game, turned out to be the winning runs.
Yeah, that you're right. That mattered. Because it looked like the Penguins were in control of the game until we got there to the sixth inning. Things got a little squirrely. And then the seventh, it really got weird. Nicholson, the lefty, stands in, watches the first one go by for a strike. Nothing and one on Nicholson. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the second, no score yet. Game number two on senior send-off day. Radio.dominican.edu. Here's the pitch by Shepherd, an off-speed delivery. Right across the knees.
One and two.
Low for ball. All right, one and two. Stuart Horn, John Crystal with you. On a very windy day out here at Albert Park. Oh, this one.
Just a little bit high.
Reed up out of the crouch, had to jump as high as she could with all the gear on, and she was able to haul that one in. Although it really wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
Nobody on base. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Oh, and
swinging strike.
Nicholson swung at ball three. It was very high. Shepherd gets out of it.
At the end of inning and a half, Dominican nothing and Patton nothing.
Leaving Geddes on deck. Coming up for the Penguins in the bottom of the second inning will be Markley, Puentes, and Shepherd. Bottom two coming up, radio.dominican.edu.
It's a vaulting experience.
Shannon Markley to lead things off in the bottom of the second, no score. Penguins at the plate. Here's Markley. She fouls this one off of the plate, and it comes back up and hits her in the leg. She's all right. She looks down at Coach Mayer. Vigil still on the mound. She's holding the vigil out there in this wind.
I knew you'd come up with that. I thought about saying it's a vigil performance today.
This one's indoors, Markley. 1-1 after fouling off the first one. We have Vigil on the mound and the Vigilante to my left.
Yeah, that's right. I was just going to say, if Emily went on a rampage, would it be what she called a Vigilante? But
here's Vigil. Fastball.
That's
way
prank.
Out there to right field. It's over the head. Oh, and Markley kills it out there. Still running Markley around second. The right fielder's just gotten to it. She throws it in. Here comes Markley around third. There will
She's
be
gonna
no
make it.
Play. A stand-up homer. Markley puts the Penguins on top. 1-0 and a home run.
There was no way there anybody was going to get that ball. But the wind carry and the way that ball was hit the right field, just no chance. And Shannon made it standing up, not even with a throw.
You're not kidding. And she killed that thing about 40 feet over Adana Soleno's head. And here's Christina Puentes.
Now batting for the Penguins, number six, Christina Puentes.
Puentes had a home run.
Now, talking about a lady that kills the ball.
Yeah, her first AB in the last game, Puentes hit a three-run jack.
Does she also have a double two, Stuart, in the first game?
Well, that's a good question.
Great swing.
Puentes in the first triple and a home run. So she was 2 for 3.
Marcus has rejoined us, and I'm glad because we do want to ask him questions about his year at Dominican this year. He's a really prominent freshman. I want to get some of his thoughts, Stuart, okay?
All right. One in, let's see, that one's low and away to Fuentes, who had a home run and a triple, as mentioned. In game number one, Fuentes, her first AB of game two. Check that tape there.
Yeah.
And Fuentes wraps this one towards short. Backhanded over the first, out at first. Fuentes, it looked like, had beaten the throw, but she doesn't argue it for more than just a half a second or so. Dave Carter, the field umpire, calls her out. Boy, that was a bang-bang play. And the shortstop for the Lions is Kellogg with a super backhanded move.
Now batting for the Penguins, number 24, Amanda Shepherd.
And here comes the pitcher for the Penguins, Amanda Shepherd. Her final home game as a Penguin. Christina Fuentes goes down 6-3. Shepherd takes the first one low. Penguins up 1-0 after the tremendous bomb by Markley. Shepherd stands in, check swing, doesn't go. Two balls, no strikes. Shepherd has the long blonde hair tucked up under the batting helmet. She's got the black hose all the way up to the knees, and the sliding pads are in place. Here's the next pitch by Vigil. It's a line drive out the left field. It's going to be a clean single. Shepherd will stop at first. Looks like she almost missed the bag at first base. She hit it with her left foot. That's the way John Crystal does it, but not the way they teach you.
Well, I have my own style. Batting for the Penguins, number 7, Jessica Campos.
Here comes Jessica Campos now, folks.
Solid defensive game in the first game, Stuart.
Yeah, Campos did have a great game out there at third base in the first game. She'll play there this game. And here's the pitch. There's so much wind coming off of the field now. And all dirt infield, as most softball stadiums are. It's so windy, even the lines are blowing away now, John Crystal. Shepherd the runner at first. Just one down, the Penguins have a run in. This one's up the middle, could be two. Over to second, one. First base, double play. And I can't believe the Lions were able to turn it, but that was a superb play.
At the end of two innings, Dominican one, Patton nothing.
From Kellogg to Nicholson, and the Penguins go down, but they did get one. And they left Carly Lopez on deck. We'll now go to the top of the third. Penguins 1, Lions nothing. And now, John Crystal and the freshman sensation from the habit. This is Marcus Daniels.
Marcus, congratulations on your first year here at Dominican. I've been very impressed with the kind of work that you've done. Give us a background about yourself. Tell us where you're from and why you chose Dominican and what you've experienced your first year here.
Well, definitely, I'm from Los Angeles, California, South Central to be exact. In terms of my background, I'm African-American. In high school, I did 3 years on my school newspaper, starting from my sophomore year, and also a year on the yearbook in my high school, my senior year. There's also 2 years on student government, 3 years on stage crew, and some other things in between. But definitely, coming here to Dominican, because I wanted a smaller school, coming to Dominican was definitely a pleasure. And I'm happy that I'm here, especially being a communications major. Our program, it's a really great program here, and it affords you the opportunity just to jump in and get involved real quickly, definitely.
Well, Marcus, I've noticed your work writing for The Habit, and especially I want to thank you for the nice article you did on the group that I founded this year, the DU Beat dance team that I sponsored. That was a tremendous article, and also thanks for coming to our dinner a couple of nights ago where you get to sit down and spend some time with us and find out what the goals were all about and what a great bunch of girls. And I know you're going to do a follow-up article on that, and so I'm very grateful to that. You've been a real plus to Dominican this year, and it's really great to have you aboard.
Well, first off, I want to thank you for inviting me to the dinner. Definitely a pleasure. Didn't get to sleep till 2 in the morning because my stomach hurts so bad, man.
Off the top of this,
but definitely it was a pleasure to know all the girls, to be involved with the program. And, I mean, I can't wish for more. Definitely hope to be involved more with the girls, actually, this year, being their kind of like community outreach director. So, definitely, I'm sure we'll be working a lot together.
Now, you can always read Marcus's articles when you pick up your copy of The Habit, the official newspaper at Dominican University. Kimmy Geddes will lead off the top of the third. We'll have more with Marcus Daniels as the inning progresses. Shepherd with the first pitch, high and away. And Geddes takes for ball one. That's right. Marcus also an expert photographer. So the guy wears a lot of hats. This one's way out there in the left, running. Oh, it goes off of the glove of the Penguins, Lopez. Lopez was running towards center field. Parmesan was breaking in on it. Lopez needed another inch on the glove. It came off. And that's a clean single. Boy, that was a hard line drive out there in the left field. And here comes Erik Abidgar.
Now batting for the Lions, number 11, Erik Abidgar. She did a great job just to keep that ball from getting over her head.
Right. Vigil now bunts one. They can't get to the lead runner. Over to first base. As Markley broke in on it, Tallman covering. And that enables Geddes to scoot over to second base. Here comes Audrey Victor.
Batting for the Lions, number 1, Audrey Victor.
Geddes, the runner at second, with just one down now. And the Lions going to play small ball to try and answer the Penguins' one run picked up in the bottom of the second inning. Now, Marcus, you were probably watching when that massive home run was struck by Markley. That was hit so far out there into right field, and then it seemed like the wind may have even caught it and helped it a little bit more. Some people would say a side wind knocks the ball down, but that one seemed like it helped it. And it's definitely a side wind for the right-handed batter hitting it toward right field. Now there's just so much dust coming off of the infield. One funnel cloud after another, and all of the players in the stadium have to turn away from the oncoming wind. And now it dies down, and Shepherd will move back to the rubber. A runner at second, just one down. No balls, two strikes. High and away for the first ball to Victor. This is Audrey Victor. Her first debut of the day. Victor playing center field for the Lions in this game, too. This one's chopped off of home plate. I think it may have hit Victor in the ankle. She winced a little bit, but she's okay. She'll get to do it again. One ball and two strikes. Stuart Horn, John Crystal, and Marcus Daniels with you. Your DU broadcasters for this afternoon's senior send-off day 05. The Penguins are graduating 4 seniors. It's tough to see them go. Now this one comes off of Reed. There may be a play at third. No, Reed, who muffed it a little bit. It was a very poorly thrown pitch. It bounced off of the front of the plate. Reed came up out of the crouch and thought about firing it down to third, but not in time. And it's good that she thought about that and did not throw it. The only thing that could have happened there is she could have thrown it away. A check swing is very close. But she didn't go around. The count's full. Just one out. This is already game two. We're just in the top of the third, and this is a critical moment. Here it is from Shepherd. This one's fouled up toward Markley. Markley hauls it in the wind, and the runner at third cannot advance. That's Geddes, who led off the inning with a single. Victor's out. Here comes Brittany Kellogg.
Batting for the Lions, number 8, Brittany Kellogg.
So Victor goes down on a pop-up to 3. Geddes, the runner at third. And Erik Abidgar came in, bunted her over on the sack. Victor now out number 2 after she pops up to Markley. Here's Kellogg. Kellogg with a soft chopper out of play down the left field line. And the coach down there in the third base coach's box stops the ball's forward momentum with her foot. Really cold and windy out here, and I got to give props to both teams for playing so tough. Now this one's way out there to the right. Backing up on it is Beasley. Beasley's under it. She hauls it in, the senior. And Corrine makes
after
the third out.
After 3.5 innings, Dominican 1, Patton nothing.
So Kellogg goes down. She's 0-for-2. And we will head to the bottom of the third inning where the Penguins are on top by a score of 1-0. Bottom of the third inning, the Penguins are leading 1-0.
The third inning for the Penguins, number 11, Carly Lopez.
Stuart Horn, John Crystal, and Marcus Daniels. The photography freshman photographer sensation, one of the main writers for The Habit, the official newspaper at Dominican. Of course, you're listening to the official radio station from Dominican. And you know, Marcus, it's kind of interesting. Today's our first on-demand download that we're trying on the radio station. So anytime the listeners want to click on the softball button, they'll get this on-demand download.
So they go to the website and just click on athletics and then click on softball?
Thank you very much. You are absolutely... It couldn't be easier, could it?
I don't think so.
Here's Carly Lopez. Lopez in there. She takes the first ball for a strike. The second one very softly bounces off of the plate. And now it's 1-1 in the bottom of the third. 1-0. Lopez stands in there, the right-handed batter. Rests the bat on the shoulder now. High and away. Head coach Scott Davis is in the house, folks. That's right. The reigning Cal Pac champions, the Lady Penguins. This is Titletown. Penguin men and women, the champions of the Cal Pac. Roger Goodwin wearing his Dodger blue polar fleece. Lopez chops one out there, and it's picked up by Kellogg at short.
Right if you get work, Roger.
The third baseman's head for the first out. That'll bring up Christina Harmison. Last time up, Harmison.
Batting for Dominican, number 23, Christina Harmison.
Harmison with a single last time. And Harmison got caught at third base. So Harmison, 1-for-1. Harmison stands in, low for ball one. Harmison, the left-handed swinger, wears 23 in her final home game as a DU. Harmison's been a pretty great center fielder over the last 3 or 4 years. Harmison, with 1 foot out of the box, takes a practice swing. Now she's back in there. Rests the bat on the shoulder. Now the hands go high. Harmison goes the other way, and two in a row are dragged down by Kellogg. Coach Scott Davis stopping by to say hi. Here comes Jessica Tallman.
Now batting for Dominican, number 21, Jessica Tallman.
Tallman, the right-handed swinger, came up last time in the first inning with the only strikeout for the Penguins so far in game two. Beasley on deck with two down. Whistling down the third base line. Tallman, just like last time, with some very nice hacks, got one good piece of the ball after another last time. I see Brandon Davis, the team photographer, is on hand. He's firing off some pictures.
There's another young man with a lot of talent, boy. He's just jack of all trades for DU.
That's right. The combo of Davis and Daniels, double D. Those guys are a very meaningful
makes you want to leave
part
town.
Of the group.
Scary thought.
Here's Tallman. Right up the middle between the pitcher's legs. Vigil bent down for it, went right through the wicket. And we're playing softball here. She thought we were playing croquet, John Crystal. She's safe at first, and here's Beasley.
Now batting for the Penguins, number 13, Corinne Beasley.
Beasley's in there now. Number 13, the lefty. Beasley, last time up.
One of my favorite people of the year. Great guy.
Beasley was tagged out. After a slow roller went up the first baseline and Nicholson picked it up and then just tagged out Beasley. Now Beasley asked for timeout. She steps out. Vigil was waiting on it. Now Beasley is capable of hitting a ball as long as almost anyone in the Cal Pen. I'd say she's in the top five. Oh, and a huge gust of wind.
Well, Stuart, she hit one of the longest home runs we've ever seen last year. Right here at Albert's Park, the right center.
Probably one of the longest balls in DU history.
Yeah.
And nobody expected Beasley, nor do they expect her right now, because she's not that big. I mean, for instance, last year, the last 4 years, if you looked at our third baseman, Shannon Pelto, pass ball, and that allows Tallman to go down to second on the steal.
Shannon Pelto was a really good athlete, great stick and superb defense.
Yeah, but everybody in the world knew that Pelto could kill it, so they'd all back up. With Beasley, they give her just a little bit of room, and that's all Beasley needs. Now out there in right field is Dana Salena. She may not remember Beasley from years past, Salena. Of course, the Lions haven't been in the conference for a couple of years. So maybe Salena's never seen her.
Well, this is an excellent opportunity right now for the Kareen to really tie into one.
Yeah, Beasley is very capable. The lefty, if she can put a little hook spin on this ball and catch that side wind, ooh, That one's right down the pipe, right across the knees. That was a little low for Beasley. More of a high ball hitter.
2-1 to count.
Beasley's back in there now. Tallman's moved down to second on the pass ball. Reed on deck. Here's the pitch by Vigil. This one's a hammer to the second baseman, fielded cleanly by Layton. Over to Nicholson. Inning over. Top four coming up. 1-0 Penguins.
Three complete innings. Dominican one and Patman.
Bottom. Excuse me. Top of the fourth. 1-0 Penguins. Game two's whipping by us pretty quickly here, Jason.
Just like the wind.
Yeah. Here's Kerfman. 1-0 On radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide. The worldwide Penguin leader, Marcus Daniels, with another phone call. Very popular freshman in Stanford.
Yes, he is.
This one's chopped foul. 1-1 now to Kerfman. Kerfman 0 for 1.
Actually, leave it here, Marcus. Bill Trestle's going to be here, I'm sure.
Amanda Shepard still on the mound.
Thanks,
for the Penguins. Markley over there at first. Campos at third. Christina Puentes at shortstop. Off-speed delivery is in there across the knees. One ball and two strikes is another huge cloud of wind comes off of the infield. Penguins up 1-0. They're in the top of the fourth. Ooh, Kerfman with a check swing. She takes ball two. 2-2, and the wind is blowing dead into the Lions' dugout. Dead into the dugout, coming off of the infield, and just as it's carrying the most dirt and dust, and this is a line drive, Puentes had a glove on it, but it's going to be ruled a hit by the official score. Of course, that's me. There's no way Puentes could get that.
Just one of the many hats that you wear, Stuart.
Yeah, so Kerfman with a single. No, I'm not really the official score, but here comes Crystal Layton.
Now batting for the Lions, number 12, Crystal Layton.
So Kerfman starts off the top of the fourth inning with a clean single out there that Puentes was just able to knock down as she ranged over to her right. I thought it was going to get all the way out in the left field, and all of a sudden, Puentes appeared and was able to knock it down and keep it on the dirt. Layton squares the bunt, pulls back, ball one. No outs, the Penguins on top, 1-0. They won the first game by a score of 6-4. They are the Penguins. And they barely held on. Soleno on deck. This is a perfect bunt. Third base, Campos has got her. She goes the lead runner. And covering the bag was Christina Puentes. The throw was very low. Came off of the heel of Puentes' glove. And the runner's safe. And that'll be a single.
Batting for the Lions, number 10, Adina Soleno.
So Adina Soleno is in there with two on. Nobody out. The bunt single by Layton.
I think the play should have gone to first base on that last one, Stuart. They had a much bit easier chance of getting the runner at first than at second.
Agreed. Coming up with it was Campos. She's had a great day so far. I think you're right. That was an ill-advised chuck trying to get the lead runner. She was already well on her way. The only play was to first there. This one in there to Soleno is high and away. And now it's one ball and one strike. Soleno, the cleanup batter, is playing right field this game. She bats right. She squares the bunt. Now she pulls it back to swing away on the butcher boy. Doesn't do it. She was thinking butcher. But she watched that one go by very high. 2-1. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Runner stays. Reed's able to scoop it out nicely from the soft stuff. Markley at first base, holding the runner on, reaches down, throws a pebble aside. Here's the next pitch by Shepard. Soleno with a big swing, pops it straight up. Harmison calling for it. The runners stay. Harmison comes in on it, hauls it down. And that's the first out of the inning, and the Penguins needed one.
Now batting for the Lions, number 15, Katie Martinich.
Martinich is coming in. Martinich 0 for 1 in game 2. The right-handed batter with 2 on and 1 down. Penguins dodged one bullet there. getting Soleno, the cleanup batter, to pop out to Harmison in center. This one's right down the middle for a strike. A good pitch by Shepard. Shepard walks back to the back of the mound. Now she toes the slab. Over the head, here it is. Ooh, that one's across the shoulders called a strike. It's a rise ball.
It looked a little high. Looked a little high, but benefit of the doubt.
Nothing in two.
There's a big strikeout coming here. Trying to Dominican holding, trying to hold on to this precarious 1-0 lead.
Oh, and the first pitch of the at-bat looked a whole lot like the third pitch. But one was called a strike and one was called a ball. Now it's one ball, two strikes. Just following a pitch that both John Crystal and I thought was strike three. Martinich is back in there now. Slow off-speeder over to first. Markley picks it up on two bounces. Two steps over to the bag, touches it with the left foot. Runners advance, second and third, and with two down, here's Nicholson.
And now batting for the Lions, number four, Melissa Nicholson.
Kerfman at third, Layton at second, and here is Nicholson, the lefty, with a chance to tie the game. Two down. Very high. Ball one. The top of the fourth, the Penguins are up 1-0. Geddes on deck. Geddes with a hit last time. Nicholson last time up with a K. That's what the Penguins need right now. So it's right down the middle. Ooh. It's a little outside. From up here, it looked perfect, but it was a little bit wide to the left-handed swinging Nicholson, who pitched the entirety of the first game, so she's got to be a little beat up. Melissa Nicholson stands back in. Off-feeder. And that's called a strike. Nicholson fooled on that. John Crystal was a little fooled on that one, too. I only know that because I was totally fooled by that one, too. And there's strike two. So Shepard's got it back together 2-2. Two down. Once again, the Lions are threatening. They've been threatening all day.
Mm.
Several different occasions. And here comes the 2-2 delivery. And strike
swing and
three.
A miss.
And Nicholson goes down. And the Penguins get out of a little bit of a jam. Going to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 to you.
After 3.5.
Number four, Ashley Reed.
Penguins on top by the slimmest of margins. 1-0. Ashley Reed, the senior. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is very low. From Vigil. Now Reed asks for timeout. A huge gust of wind shoots right into her eyes. Now she's back in there. One ball, bottom of the fourth inning. This one's low and away. Ball two. I would like to make a statement. Right here, JC. Love to make a big statement. With about six runs.
Yeah, DU needs to put some runs on the board, definitely. Can't expect this 1-0 lead to hold up.
One's chopped foul. Shelly Mayer with a great play over there in the third base coach's box.
Erica,
she's still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Erica Vigil. By the way, Erica Vigil, let's give her a kudos. Doing a fine job pitching today for Patton.
I would not want to be pitching in this wind. Mm. I mean, this is a windstorm and a half. There are gusts. What do you guess, 30?
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd even go higher than that.
Serious windstorm. Dragging all of the dust with it.
This is like being up at McGinnis Park in the games that we did there last year. That was a wind tunnel.
It's all coming in from the northwest. I think there's a storm coming in, too, so maybe that's what this is, the front edge of that. That one's a nice hack, but it's chopped foul. Straight back. She was on it. And now it's 2-1.
Two and two. Check that. 2-2.
2-2. All right. Penguins lead by a score. 1-0, and now it's 3-2, and that one's very low. Geddes was able to haul it out of the dirt behind home plate. Radio.Dominican.edu, your Penguin softball leader worldwide. Here's the pitch. Reed's on it. She pounds it into left field. It's going to be a tough play, a lot of wind. And backing up on it was Kellogg. Coming in, it was Martinich, and neither lady could get it. Kellogg was going out on it on the back pedal, and it hit her in the glove, but it dropped
Batting for the Penguins, number 14, Shannon Marchley.
Reed's going to be credited with a hit there, as that was just too difficult to play on Kellogg to call that an error. And here comes Markley. Markley with a tremendous home run last time up. John Crystal, the only run in the game.
She hit a shot to right field. Penguins, three home runs on the day today.
Markley up there now. No, just two.
Or two, that's right.
One from Fuentes, but she also had that triple that looked like it was going to be a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And then Markley, the new addition to the team this year, her first year with the Penguins, the first time that we had seen her hit.
Domenico showing some really good depth this year, too, Stuart. It's
yeah,
great to have a first-year player
come
off the bench and start a second game and come back with the only run of the game for Dominican.
Is Markley a freshman? I see her name there in the
Shannon,
media guide.
Shannon is a freshman.
Yeah.
From San Marcos, California.
Isn't that your hometown?
No, it's not. But thanks for asking.
All right. Well, thank you for telling. Now she swung through that one. I think they're going to have to be very careful pitching to Markley. I want to keep an eye on her. You know, she may be a big part of this team over the next 3 years.
Yeah, definitely after what we've seen in the first few innings of the game and her hit, she could be a big piece to the puzzle next year and certainly stepping in for some of the upcoming graduates, the seniors that we have leaving the team.
Bottom of the fourth, there are no outs, one run for the Penguins, no outs for the Lions. And this one's very high to Markley, who has scored the only run for the Penguins with a tremendous home run to right field. She hit it so far over Adina Soleno's head that Soleno didn't even get to the ball until Markley was rounding third. And now a snap throw back down to first, and Reed was leaning. She had to get back in there quickly. Vigil back on the mound. Reed safe. No outs. 3-2. Hope Vigil gives Markley something to hit. I'd like to see her whack another one. Although Soleno's much deeper this time. This one's over to third, could be two. Over to second, one, in time to first, double play. That's the second double play the Lions have turned today, and that was impressive. A smooth play from Kellogg to Layton to Nicholson, and that's a 6-4-3 double play. No Penguins left on the bases, two down now. And here comes Christina Fuentes.
Batting for the Penguins, number six, Christina Fuentes.
Last time up, Fuentes grounded out to Kellogg. Fuentes back in there now. She's wearing the face mask that lots of the players around the league are wearing these days to guard against taking a foul ball, a swinging foul ball off the face. Fuentes goes deep to left field, and a great play by Martinich to battle the wind and stay underneath it, way out there in the gap.
At the end of four complete innings, the score remains Dominican 1 and Patton nothing.
And Martinich with the third out. Super play out there by Martinich and left. Top five coming up, Horn and Crystal. 1-0 DU. Number 19 is Kimmy Geddes, the right-handed batter. Top five, Penguins on top, 1-0. First pitch by Shepard. Bounces in the dirt about 5 feet short. Unlike John Crystal, who's 5 feet tall.
5'8".
Thank you. Here's the next pitch to Kimmy. This one, now
just
one,
a little bit high. That just sails all the way to the backstop.
The backstop?
The backstop, excuse me.
No.
You're starting to rub off on me, Stuart. Here. I don't know what to do.
That is unfortunate. Kimmy stands back in there. Two balls. This one's perfect. So one very low, then one very high, and then one perfect. Penguins enjoying a 1-0 lead in this game two against the Lions from Patton University. Here is the next pitch. Off-speed delivery. Gets away from Reed. And I think the fact that it got away from Reed influenced the umpire to call that a ball, John Crystal, because I think that was a strike.
It was, well, it looked a little outside to me, but, you know.
All right. Chili the Penguin.
Chili the Penguin. Look at Chili.
Hey, Chili's actually up here in the broadcasting area. We don't usually get the hands-on with Chili.
Except we got a big wave. We got a big wave from Chile.
Great. Love to see Chile supporting the teams. We haven't had a good Chile in a while, and nobody really knows who Chile is.
I don't think he knows himself.
I know, you've said that before. This one's very high, and Kimmy Geddes draws a walk to start things off, and that's not good. At least not for the Penguins.
For the Lions, number 11, Erica Vigil.
Vigil, the batter, and she's also pitching this game. Penguins are all smiles out there, John Crystal. I'm not sure I feel comfortable with everybody smiling.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with the 1-0 lead here and giving up your leadoff walk here in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. They need to bear down a little bit.
Walks come back to get you. They certainly looked listening, watching the Giants game yesterday, where a tough 8-5 loss to the Dodgers.
Can we never mention that again?
Yeah, people keep reminding us, like, Roger Goodwin, the ultimate Dodger fan here at Dominican.
I used to like Roger, too.
Well, you know, you haven't stepped up because I never did. I mean, I think he's a great volleyball coach, but personally, I don't care for the guy.
The next pitch is inside.
Roger, great volleyball coach. It was a pleasure to be able to do some work with his team this year.
All right, you don't have to follow that one up.
No, Roger's an excellent coach.
I don't want you to neutralize that one by telling everyone what a great coach he is, although he's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, we have to give him that.
Chili is down there, and he's sort of offending or accosting the ladies in the Lions' dugout by shaking on their dugout. I like that.
He's just trying to rattle the opposition.
That's dirty pool, any way you look at it. That one's swung through for strike two. Now it's 2-2 on Erica Vigil. Last time up, Vigil reached base on a perfectly played bunt. No, excuse me. She did lay down a nice bunt, but it was a sacrifice. This one hits the top of the fence and goes out of play.
What do you could use right here, Stu, would be a nice ground ball double play. I mean, they've certainly hit into their share of a few double plays today. It'd be nice to kind of turn the table on Patton.
Been totally impressed by Patton's infield being able to turn those double plays. You don't see him that often in collegiate.
No, not
D2 collegiate.
Right, and the balls have been hard hit, too, so not easily that the fielding.
So it's hacked towards second. Now it's drifting out of play, and Markley with a super play battling the wind. It looked like the ball was all Tallman's, but Markley ends up making the play out of the playing area.
And now batting for the Lions, number one, Audrey Victor.
So Vigil has to stay at first. No, check it. Geddes stays at first. Vigil with the pop-out to Markley. And here's Victor. Last time up, Victor popped out to Markley. Markley has been very, very impressive, ladies and gentlemen. The freshman at first base. You know, for the last 4 years, it's been Stephanie Steese over there. But Steese graduated last year. And I know there was a lot of question as to who was going to take over that all-important number three position. But Markley is been doing a remarkable job today with a home run and several great defensive plays. Here's the next pitch to Victor. This one gets away from Reed, but she keeps it in front of her. Geddes is unable to advance. One out. The Penguins on top, 1-0. The top of the fifth inning. Amanda Shepherd still on the mound for the mighty Penguins. Here she goes into her windup. This one's a foul ball off a home plate. It's called foul after it takes about a 12-foot bounce straight in the air. Reed came down with it. She was ready to fire at the first. But it was called foul as Reed caught it. Geddes was all the way to the second base bag by the time that one was called foul. Victor takes high and in. 2-2 with one down. Top five, 1-0 Penguins. Fuentes at short, Tallman at second, Markley at first, Campos over there at third, Lopez, Harmison, and Beasley in the outfield. This one's toward Beasley. She breaks back on it and then comes in to haul it in for the second out, and that leaves Geddes at first base. Victor goes out on a pop-up to 9.
Now batting for Patton, number 8, Brittany Kellogg.
So 2 down now, and the Lions will turn the order over. Kellogg is 0-for-2 on the day, and she'll be batting with Kerfman on deck. One nothing. DU of C. Geddes, who led off the inning with a walk, is still at first base after Vigil came up, popped one out to Markley. Then Victor flew out to Beasley, or flied out, depending on how you want to say it. Leaning toward that pitch on the outside corner was Kellogg. But it was a ball. 2-0 with two down. Here's the next pitch by Shepard. Up the middle. It's going to be trouble. Harmison's got it. Ooh. And Harmison with a nice play there to get that thing back in. And Kellogg with a hit. A clean single. That scoots Geddes over to second. And here comes Christine Kerfman.
Now batting for the Lions, number two, Christine Kerfman.
Crystal Layton's on deck, fans. Two on, two down. Here's Kerfman. Kerfman with a hit last time. Outside corner, strike one. Layton on deck now as Markley looks back to the runner. She's covering first. Kimmy Geddes, the runner at second base. This one's over toward Fuentes. She reaches up. Oh, Fuentes hauls it in out number three. Fuentes backpedaled on that pretty nicely.
Made a great play on that one. They would have tied the score.
Haul it in. Just when the Lions were threatening. 1-0 DU, bottom
after
five coming up.
Scoring.
Bottom of the fifth, the Penguins still on top. 1-0 on a very windy and dusty day out here at Albert's Park. Amanda Shepard will lead things off in the bottom of the inning. Shepard, first pitch swinging out into left field with a clean single on the ground. Jessica Campos coming up. Last time, Campos hit into a double play last time. The Lions have turned two double plays and sitting in with us now in the bottom of the fifth. He's only the NAIA Division II Coach of the Year. Isn't that right? The CalPAC Coach of the Year. Bill Tressler. Good, Coach. It's great to see you again. I haven't seen you much since the end of the basketball season when you guys, all you did was a near-perfect one loss in conference and made it to the Nationals again. You're the Coach of the Year again. What do you have this year, about 400 wins or more? This one's chopped over to third. Could be two. Over to short, not in time. Oh, it was dug out perfectly by Nicholson at first base covering. And the Lions almost turned their third DP of the day. They got the lead runner. And Campos is safe. That was Shepard who was chucked out at second. And here comes Carly Lopez. Well, you're not kidding. I thought she was out at first. Campos had a pretty good day today, playing over there at third base. You know, it's not easy to replace Shannon Pelto after 4 years in the hot corner. Now a perfect bunt is laid down by Lopez. Lopez toward first, covering again is Nicholson. And she's able to advance the runner. The Penguins playing small ball with two down. Here comes Harmison. Yeah, you're not kidding. They have been solid on defense. The Penguins got away with murder in that first game, winning 6-4. Here's Christina Harmison, the graduating veteran. Played four great years of center field, actually her freshman year. She platooned out there. And a check swing delivery is low and away. That one's called a ball. 1-1 with two down. Harmison in there, low and away, 2-1. Now here's a trivia question for you, Coach. Who did Harmison replace? Lauren Sokla. A Terrence. Oh, and almost muffed his. Harmison got one into the second baseman's glove, and she's called out. As Layton came up with it, she booted it a little bit, but got it over to Nicholson. Got it to Nicholson in time, and Coach Danny McKay didn't argue it. 1-0, top six coming up. For the Lions, who are pumped, it'll be Layton, Soleno, and Martinich. I was also thinking Lauren Canella was a great shortstop for the Penguins along the way. She had a great arm, but then she got injured. And then we replaced her with Puentes, who's only one of the best players in the league. Were you here for game one? Puentes hit a bomb in the first inning that almost got to the fence on the fly. And then the freshman, Markley, who's filled in for Stephanie Steese. 4 great years, Steese at first base. Who's going to play first? Now Markley's out there. She's out there right now warming up. She hit a bomb into right field that was about 40 feet over Adano Soleno's head. And Soleno didn't even get to the ball until Markley was at third base. So she's fast. She's a great defensive player. And she can hit it like nobody's business. In fact, she's kind of built like Pelta. Isn't it always the case, though? Every year we face the same thing. Great seniors being graduated. You faced it this year. You had another great year. What'd you graduate, 6 or 7 guys? 7. And now Coach Mayer is graduating 4 very solid seniors, all starters. Beasley's out there in right, Harmison in center. Yeah, this should be great. Watching Coach Mayer take it for the next couple of years. She's been with the program quite a while now, but has never been the head coach until this year. Speaking from experience, a slow chopper off of Shepard's glove slowed it down just enough that Puentes was unable to run in and get the throw. She got the throw off, Markley with a good stretch, but Layton is safe at first. You know, in game one came off of the leg of the DU pitcher, and with a heads-up play, the Penguins' third baseman, Campos, over there, picked it up and threw her out anyway. And that was Katie Reese in game one. It came right off her knee. And that Campos at third base has been awesome today. Very impressed with our new first baseman, Markley, and Campos over there in the hot corner. And you know, Tallman here in game two at second base has been pretty solid, so kind of pumped at the way the Penguins are looking right now. Here's Martinich. Penguins still lead 1-0. The Lions threatening it yet again as Layton has made her way over to second. Martinich is in there 0-for-2 in game two. This one's hacked towards center. Harmison coming in on it. The wind plays with it a little bit as she flips it back in. And Layton cannot advance. Melissa Nicholson now to lead the way. Excuse me, Johnny. Sorry about that. I'm getting the coach in there. Stuart Horn, John Crystal, and Coach Bill Tressler sitting in with us today in the opulent broadcasting area here at Albert's Park. A wind-blown Albert, at least earlier, died down a bit now.
Yeah, Stuart, we can definitely say this is the best seat in the house in many respects.
Yeah, that's right.
I should have come up here and threw in the first game.
This one's chopped over past Campos. Puentes gets a glove on it, but it's a clean single. Runners at first and third now. With 2 down, the Penguins need to get the next batter, and that's Kimmy Geddes.
Starting for the Lions, number 19, Kimmy Geddes.
Geddes, last time up, drew a walk. Geddes is capable. The catcher wears number 19, right-handed swinging. Layton over there at third base, the runner. Nicholson, the runner at first. This one's over Beasley's head. Beasley's going for it. One run's come in. Beasley finally gets to the ball. Geddes is hung up between second and third. Uh-oh, and now Markley had a chance to get her, but Markley kind of dilly-dallied there for an instant. As the throw came in, she didn't field it cleanly, and she had Kimmy Geddes totally hung up between second and third as the lead runner stopped. Scores tied, and with two down, the Lions have runners in scoring position.
Number 11, Erica Vigil.
Geddes with a double there. And Erica Vigil, who's 0-for-2 in game two. Geddes may have made it to third. In fact, I'm sure she would have. Layton scored to tie the game. Nicholson now at third. Geddes, the runner, at second. Vigil at the plate. First pitch is a ball. And now it's 1-1 as she fouls that one behind the screen. Back toward the tennis courts as a gust of wind comes down the third base line. Tie game, 1-1 in the top of the sixth. And this one's out into right field, and luckily for the Penguins, it's a foul ball by not more than about 3 feet. There's a line drive straight down the line. Markley's breaking in on it. There was no way Beasley was going to get that before two runs scored as Geddes had a great jump. That one pounded out into right field by Geddes was way over Beasley's head. Geddes, who stands in there close to 6 feet, got all of that one, and that side wind kind of helped ride the ball. This one's very high now. The Lion fans are coming alive. They've been hibernating in their den for quite a while. John Crystal.
They've had to.
Although the bottom of the seventh in that last game, or the top of the seventh, excuse me, got a little hairy. The Penguins coughed up three and ended the game with the bases loaded. A pretty good work there out of Katie Reese going the distance. Coach Mayer didn't have to replace her. She hung with her. Crystal and I were completely ready to go with anybody. We were ready to start subbing them out. Speaking of bases loaded, there's another walk. And Vigil heads down to first. Audrey Victor, who's 0-for-2.
Number one, Audrey Victor.
Victor, 0-for-2 in game two, has a chance to widen the gap. No gap right now. 1-1 in the top of the sixth. Two down. All of this has happened. Two out.
You know, Stuart, I got a chance to talk to Coach Mayer in between games, and we talked about the situation in the seventh inning, and she just felt, since it was Katie's last game as a senior, that she wanted to let her ride it out, and I really admire that decision, and Katie definitely came through and shut the door.
How would you have felt about it if the Penguins lost the game as a result of that?
Fortunately, we don't have to consider it.
I admire it, too, now that the game's over. No, it was nice to see her go the distance. She was getting tired, though. This one's up the middle. Shepherd on one bounce, a line drive over to Markley
wow.
in time, and the Penguins dodge a big bullet.
After 5.5 innings, score Pat 1, Dominican 1.
Bottom six coming up. Horned, Crystal, Tressler, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon. Audrey Victor out of there. 1-1, bottom six coming up. New recruit for Coach Mayer is Jessica Tallman. She comes up first pitch swinging. Grounds out to the shortstop.
Now batting for the Penguins, number 13, Corrine
Beasley. Beasley getting a lot of props in her final game. In a Penguin uniform. Here's Beasley. Beasley 0-for-2 in game two. See here, John Crystal. She was 2-for-3 in game one.
Solid performer.
Single and a double. Could be your last AB. I'd like to see her knock one. Beasley stands in, takes it low and away for ball two.
How about a repeat of a performance last year that we saw here, Stuart, when she hit one to right center here at Alberts Park? I think it's still going.
Yeah, Beasley's had a couple of great home runs over the years. When she gets it, it must be her bat speed because she's not that big, but she's so powerful.
Real quick through the strike zone. Real quick through the strike zone.
I like you with a 9-9.
Golf. Not one of my better sports.
2-1 to Beasley. Here it is. Vigil, looks like she let go of that one a little early and it rolled across in the dust. 3-1, Beasley. think she wants to end her collegiate career with a walk. Beasley stands back in now. Where's 13? Off-speed delivery pops it straight in the air. Backing up on it is the catcher, Geddes, and she hauls it in. Beasley out.
Two gone.
Two down in the bottom of the sixth inning, and here is Ashley Reed.
Batting for the Penguins, number four, Ashley Reed.
Reed is, let's see, one for two with a walk and a hit. Reed stands in the right. Off-speed delivery is low. Reed takes for ball one. Should Reed reach, Markley is on deck. Kind of cool to have Coach Tress sit in with us.
He's been done such a great job the last 4 years at Dominican University. The way he's elevated the program.
5 years.
Or 5 years. The way he's elevated the program, averaging, what, almost 28 wins a season? And climbing.
And that's only because the first season they only won about 23. Oh, and this one's ripped up the third baseline. Reed, straight down the line. She makes the turn, thinks about it. A big wide turn. She'd have made it easily. Uh-oh, and Reed is hung up. And now, oh, she's saved back at first. The first baseman, Nicholson, got in the way of Reed to get back to the bag. Nicholson obstructed the path of Reed on the way, and she's safe at first, although it was very close. Here's Markley.
Batting for the Penguins, number 14, Shannon Markley.
Last time up, Markley hit into a double play. However, John Crystal, the first time up, she hit one of the longest home runs we've seen here in a couple of years. Markley, the freshman, stands close to 6 feet tall. The righty. And now backing up in right field is Adano Soleno. All the outfielders are backing up. This one's killed out to right on the first pitch. Soleno is under it. She hauls it in easily for the third out. Markley goes down on a big fly ball out there to nine.
After six innings complete, Patton one, Dominican one.
Leaving Fuentes on deck. Top seven coming up. Score tied between the Penguins from Dominican University of California and the Lions from Patton University. And it looks like it'll be Kellogg, Kerfman, and Layton, radio.dominican.edu. Senior send-off day, 2005, on radio.dominican.edu. Brittany Kellogg will lead things off. She's one for two. We're in game number two. We're in the top of the seventh inning with a 1-1 score. Amanda Shepherd on the mound for the Penguins. This one's ripped out in the left. Backing up, Fuentes. One pitch, one out. Kellogg's gone.
Now batting for the Lions, number two, Christine Kerfman.
Christine Kerfman, the next batter. Shepherd still looks fresh out there. One down. Shepherd played first base in game number one. And she's been on the mound. This her seventh consecutive inning. Penguins with some very solid defense in game two. 1-1, a very good game. Very close. A lot of base runners for the Lions, especially. The Penguins have been able to hang on. There's Kerfman, the first one's right in there for a strike, and Kerfman swings through this one, nothing in two to Christine.
Well, you give Patton's credit for Erica, the pitcher, Erica Vigil pitching a great game also, but as Bill Tressler mentioned, their interior defense very solid.
Here's the next pitch. High and away, ball one. Shepherd trying to get Kerfman to chase. Lawton, Layton on deck. Her last name is Layton. Her name isn't Lawton Layton. Thought I'd clarify that. This one's indoors. Oh. And the fans wanted that one. Now it's 2-2. One down, top seven. The Penguins will have one more AB in regulation. And here's the pitch from Shepherd. This one's fouled back to the tennis court. And that could be a lawsuit. Likely is. So dangerous out here when those pop up and get away. Shepherd rocks, takes the sign from Reed. Here it is. Oh, strike three in the dirt. They flip it down to Markley at first. although there was no reason to do so. As Kerfman broke toward first base, here's Crystal Layton.
Now batting for the Lions, number 12, Crystal Layton.
Layton scored the only run for the Lions in Game 2. She had a clean single. Her first AB, no, second AB, with a bunt. She beat it out. Two down, nobody on. 1-1, here is the pitch by Shepherd. Outside corner, ball one. I guess it was a little bit wider than the corner. Is it wider or is it more wide? I think it's more wide than the corner. I'm not sure what it is. Here it is by Shepherd, indoors now, and that's called a strike.
I think you're right on both points there, Stuart, depending on what you prefer to use.
I always like to defer to you because I know you're an English major.
Since when?
Two down, 1-1. Here it is. This one's up the middle on one bounce to Shepherd. She kicks and
Shad retired.
Over to Markley. Penguins have a chance. Bottom seven coming up. Score tied, 1-1.
After six.
Here comes Puentes, the shortstop for the mighty Penguins. She stands in. And it's 1-1, bottom seven. Penguins, biggest hitter up, the chance to win the game. First pitch swinging, she chops it over toward Brandon Davis, the official photographer on hand today.
Jack of all trades it to you. He does it
I'd
all.
I'd like to see Puentes jack one right here.
Let's all go home happy, huh? Senior day.
Here's the next pitch by Vigil. She bunts it. Nobody expected that. She's running hard to first. Nicholson takes the throw. And a perfect toss by Geddes. And that brings up Shepherd. Nobody thought Puentes had bunt there. I sure did.
Batting for Dominican, number 24, Amanda Shepherd.
Shepherd 2-for-2. And that bodes well for the Penguins. Shepherd stands back in the right. This one's up the middle. Vigil has it on a bounce, flips it over to Nicholson. Two down very quickly. And here comes Jessica Campos.
Batting for the Penguins, number 7, Jessica Campos.
Campos hit into a double play in her first time at bat. Campos has been great over there at third base. This one's over towards second. Boy, it's fielded cleanly by Layton. Throws over to Nicholson. 1-2-3.
After sevenfold, Dominican 1, Patton 1.
We'll go to extras. 1-1. Extra innings fan Soleno will lead off for the Lions. She bunts one up the first base line. It's foul. And in D2 collegiate play, of course, in extra innings, a runner starts at second base. That's Crystal Layton, the runner. John Crystal?
Yes, here's the rule enough for those of you interested. This is an international rules that we're using now. There's a runner at second base with nobody out, and it's done to see the generate scoring.
Nobody out. The bunt is laid down. They cannot get the lead runner, but Soleno is out at first, and they're able to move the runner over. So Layton now is at third base with just one down, and here comes Martinich.
Batting for the Lions, number 15, Katie Martinich.
Soleno goes down 5-3. Actually, it was 5-4 covering. Was Tallman. Strike poured right in there to Martinich, the batter. Nicholson on deck. Layton, the runner at third base. This one's fouled, out of play. Campos giving chase, not going to get to it. The wind had that one. Nobody out. Runner at third. Check at one out. Soleno came up and sacrificed Layton over. extra innings, folks. Top of the eighth inning and the 1-1 score. Amanda Shepherd still on the mound for the Penguins. This one's fouled back. Ooh. How did that not hit us? Boy, that came right over the top of us. Boy, that was close to the broadcasting area here at Albert's Park. Here's the next pitch with the runner at third. This one's low. And it's fouled away and out of play. Nothing in two. Here's the next pitch by Shepherd. This one's up the first baseline. Markley's got it cleanly. She looks the runner back. She flips it over to Tallman covering. Tallman steps on the bag for out number two, and the Lions cannot advance the runner home. Here's Melissa Nicholson.
Batting for the Lions, number four, Melissa Nicholson.
So Martinich goes down 3-4. Fastball right down the middle.
Oh. I don't know where that missed.
I guess it was outside because it looked perfect. Nothing. Let's see. One ball, no strike. This one's chopped over to Markley. She's got it. And the Penguins get out of it. And now they have a golden opportunity to go home with the victory.
Bottom of the eighth coming up. Score remains Patton 1, Dominican 1.
As we head to the bottom of the eighth, and the Penguins will start the bottom of the inning with a runner at second. Boy, it was just everything they could do to not let that runner from second score.
Boy, Amanda Shepherd, eight solid innings, and also a great play by Shannon Markley on that second out to not only field the ball, but to look the runner back to third and then go to first for the out. Smart
Markley,
play.
Markley's fundamentally sound with just one move that you could criticize all day on Markley. Mm. And that was when the throw came in from right field. She didn't field it as cleanly nor as quickly as she should have, and that allowed the Lions a run. But that was in game one.
No, that was
Was that earlier in this game?
Yeah, that was in
the sixth. We've been here for a month.
That was in the sixth inning of this game, Stuart. But the key thing is that even though as a result of that play, the Penguins, the Lions only got one run that had already previously scored, but the runner was left on third, so it wasn't a costly mistake at all.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 1-1, as Coach Danny McKay heads down the first baseline. The Penguins will have the runner out there at second.
It's Corinne Mayock. Corinne Mayock is at second base.
All right. Mayock the runner.
Now, do you sacrifice your leadoff hitter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Although the Lions did that, and it didn't work.
That's right. So.
But, I mean, from nobody out with a runner at second base, I think the odds are clearly in your favor if you sack that runner over to third and then try and get a fly ball to end it. And for the Penguins, leading off is Erica. No, let's see.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning, number 11, Carly Lopez.
Thank you, John Crystal. Carly Lopez. And the Penguins are looking to sack Campos over. No, that's not Campos out there. Who did you say the runner was?
Corinne Mayock.
Mayock, who played second base the whole first game, has come in as a pinch runner, actually. Normally it would be Jessica Campos, the last batter. Now this one is down the middle for a strike. 1-1. There are no outs. Bottom of the eighth in extra innings. The Penguins have Mayock out there, the runner at second base. Now Vigil looks over to Nicholson, calls out the play. Lions will be looking to get the lead runner. Here it is. It's a bunt and it's foul. Although it was clean, it just chopped out of play. Now Lopez is going to have to swing at it. Carly Lopez, in her first year with the Penguins. What does it say there about Lopez? Lopez, a right-handed batter.
Carly, a freshman from Chino, California.
Down south.
Mm-hmm.
She only has one knee pad on her left leg. This one is strike three called, and it looked like it was way outside to me. And the Lion fans are loving it. One down, runner at second. Here's Harmison.
Batting for the Penguins, number 23, Christina Harmison.
Harmison had a hit her first time up and made it as far as third base. That was way back in the first. 1-1, bottom eight, extra innings. Harmison, a base hit, could win it. She fouls the first one off. The Lions managed to dodge a bullet by getting the K on Lopez. Vigil, still on the mound. Harmison stands in. The running slap over to the second baseman. They can't get the lead runner. The Penguins are able to advance. The runner to third. Harmison is out. She chopped it to the right side of the infield over
to Leighton.
Now
batting for the Penguins, number 21, Jessica Tallman.
Tallman with a chance to win it for the Penguins. Two down. Runner at third. A base knock wins it. 1-1. Penguins with an opportunity. Tallman stands in the righty. Tallman 1-for-3 on the day in game two. Fastball is right there. And that's strike one to Tallman. Just as a huge gust of wind comes up, and now the wind has changed direction. It's coming in from right field, JC.
It presents a problem, not only to the pitcher, but to the hitters as well when it starts to swirl.
I think it's helping the pitcher now. It's almost coming straight down the pipe from second base right over the mound. Vigil, kicks and deals. Here it is. This one's up the middle.
Base hit!
And that's a base hit, and that scores for the Penguins. Tallman has come through.
The freshman, Jessica Tallman from El Cajon, California.
And the Penguins win in extra innings. Final score, 2-1. DU, thanks for listening. This is Senior Send-Off Day 2005 on radio.dominican.edu.